Kyle and Tanner Hendricks, and I'm Brandon Kiley. We've been waiting for this one all week long. We are happy to go out to the Brownie and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Former Mets starting pitcher John Neese joining us here on the show as the Cardinals are taking on the Mets this week. John, we appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely thrilled to have you. So we heard that you were grocery shopping. What's your number one grocery shop spot? What were you going out there to grab?
I went to Kroger, and the wife is making pork nachos tonight. Ooh. So she needs a few items for that.
So what have you been up to lately, John? I know you're out of the game right now. Are you doing anything with it in terms of coaching, or are you just watching from afar? What have you been up to lately?
I've been doing a lot of work on my house, actually. I was finishing my basement, and then we just got done building a new house, so I've been finishing the basement, and my cousin and I are actually doing some concrete work in the back, and so I've been staying busy. But yeah, as far as baseball goes, I've been helping the local high school out here as their pitching coach. And you know, I don't know, I'm not officially retired yet, but I don't know, maybe if I hop on a mound and do something not unexpected, then I might get back into it. Who knows?
Well, that's interesting because now that you've had this post-playing career a little bit where you're not officially retired, John, but you're doing all these extra things, does it make you miss the game more, or do you feel like that, okay, I'm feeling pretty good away from the game?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Like the other day I was driving through Florida. I drove through Port St. Lucie, and it kind of made me miss it a little bit, but then I get busy doing other things, you know, outside of baseball, and then I don't miss it as much. But, you know, sometimes I get mixed feelings about it.
Former Mets starter John Neese joining us here on 101 ESPN. John, I am curious, you know, you look back at some of those Mets rotations that you were a part of, especially there towards the back end of your career in New York, and in particular the 2015 season. How special was that group? I mean, you, DeGrom, Syndergaard, and that's about as good as you're going to see in the game.
Yeah, and you can't forget Harvey. Mm-hmm. You know, he did an unbelievable job, too. It was fun watching those guys grow up as rookies. You know, I kind of, you know, tried to be the best leader as I could. But, you know, what DeGrom's doing right now is super special. And I had no doubts that he had that capability of doing it. And, you know, he's just such a hard worker, great athlete. You know, I think he could play any sport and be a great athlete and do good at it. But yeah, he's really fun to watch right now.
Did you ever sit there, John, and look at DeGrom and think, like, where the hell did this kid come from? Because, I mean, I know Major League Baseball drafts are so kind of different than other drafts in pro sports where you're not sure what you could get. It's not like if you get him in the first round, he's going to be a lock. But, I mean, DeGrom was a ninth-round pick, and you're watching this kid deal, and you're thinking, well, where the hell did this come from?
Yeah, I mean, that just goes to show you how, you know, scouting's so tough in baseball, and because he was such a late bloomer as a pitcher, you know, he didn't pitch until, you know, it was like an experimental thing in college. You know, he was a shortstop, so, you know, a lot of scouts really can't go based off, you know, just a shortstop becoming a pitcher. So, you know, he was kind of discovered through pro ball in the minor league system, and then, you know, he just kept getting better and better. And like I said, you know, he's such a great athlete that, you know, he can excel in, you know, in anything he does. And, you know, it was just kind of one of them things where he just kept growing and getting better and better each year. And then here you have it. But, you know, as far as like him getting drafted in the ninth round, it's kind of tough for scouts to predict that, you know, based on, like I said, being a shortstop transferred to a pitcher.
And, John, it's unfortunate we're not going to be able to see him in this series against the Cardinals. He was supposed to start on Tuesday and ended up going on the IL with a lat injury is what they're saying. But what is it about DeGrom that makes him so special? You talked about the athleticism, but whether it be the pitch mix, the velocity, like what is it that you saw as you were a teammate with his and then now watching from afar that makes him so unique?
His mechanics are unbelievable. He stays so balanced. He explodes off his backside really well. And, you know, he just got that perfect pitcher body, tall, lanky. It was like Mike Pelfrey. You know, Pelfrey had the perfect pitcher body, just tall, lengthy, you know, the perfect mechanics for his body to create that perfect leverage. And, you know, yeah, mix in the athleticism and the fast twitch muscles they have, and it's a recipe to be, you know, an ace.
John, I'm curious from the Mets perspective, and I know you weren't a part of the team when Steve Cohen took over, but he kind of took Major League Baseball by storm when he purchased the team and basically said, like, I'm going to spend whatever money I need on this team to make sure that they're World Series contenders. And then he goes out there and he trades and gives the extension to Francisco Lindor. I'm sure you talk with some of your teammates still that are part of that roster. What kind of difference does a guy like Steve Cohen, when you got an owner who's willing to spend money, make for a roster?
It's big. You know, it's obviously really important, but at the same time, you know, spending money doesn't always, you know, make you have a good team. You know, it's really important. Spending money will get you the talent, but you got to have good leadership, you know, good managers, good coaches to keep all the guys together.
John, I wanted to ask you about your experiences pitching here in St. Louis. I know in 2015 in particular, you had a great outing here in St. Louis. What was it like for you whenever you would come to Busch Stadium and pitch here in front of these fans?
You know what? Everybody asks me where my favorite place to pitch is, and I always tell them it's St. Louis. The city is unbelievable, and I love the stadium. You know, everybody's nice there. And the biggest thing about pitching in St. Louis is that whether you do good or bad, the fans respect you as long as you give it everything you got. You know, whether you're the home team or the away team. You know, if you're an away team and you pitch really well against the Cardinals, the Cardinals fans applaud it, you know, because you pitched well. And so that's what I love about pitching there the most is the fans, you know, if you pitch well, you don't get booed if you're on the other team. They actually applaud you. That's how it should be, in my opinion.
Was there a difference, John, of pitching in St. Louis when you were a part of the Mets compared to when you were part of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Because you saw them a lot more being in the NL Central rather than the NL East.
No, for me, there was no difference. And that's what I loved about them. You know, no matter what team you played for, if you pitched well, they applauded you. You know, if you didn't pitch so well, they applauded you too. but yeah, it's, you know, the fans there are just incredible, and it's a great stadium. Obviously, great backdrop, and you know, it's a fun place to pitch.
Were there any Cardinals that you loved going up against, whether it be because of the battles that they were giving you? I know in that kind of 2013 to 2016 mix, the Cardinals had Matt Holliday, they had Matt Carpenter kind of at the peaks of their powers. Were there any guys that you really look forward to going up against?
No. anybody with a bat in their hand was dangerous to me. So I pretty much treated all the hitters the same. Any hitter is just as dangerous as the other one, you know, because, you know, some of the team's best hitters at any moment could have a bad day, and then the team's worst hitters could have an unbelievable day. So you kind of all have to treat them the same. You can't take a hitter off because, you know, that day, you know, it could be their day.
Hey, John, we appreciate you taking the time today, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us as the Cardinals are taking on the Mets this week. All the best to you, all the best to the family, and good luck with the rest of the house renovations.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.